It's a Giants-Cowboys evening. It's also, I feel very repetitive saying this, a day in which the Yankees may clinch the American League East kind of evening. They'll give that a try later tonight. More on the Yankees coming up right around 3:30. Now, you've watched the tape on Trayvon Diggs.
Yes, he does not travel.
He doesn't.
Well, on third downs in some situations, he will travel with number one, but he primarily is right. He stays right on the defensive right side. Third downs, he will often travel with the number one.
So we may get some Diggs versus Neighbors, but not
well, I think you'll
entirely.
It depends, honestly, because at the second half, well, after they were starting to get boat raced by the New Orleans Saints, he started to mark Raheed Shaheed for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. So it depends on, I think, how the game is going. Like, if they feel like they need to shut someone down, let's be honest, if you're playing the Giants, that's what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Even though Wandell Robinson has been exceptional as a duo.
It's not a knock on Wandell Robinson, but I think it's the old Belichick attitude of, I'm taking away your best player.
No, exactly.
Go beat me with everybody else.
No, I'm only saying that because, you know, between Wandell and Malik Neighbors, they're the top, one of the top combinations receiving receptions in the NFL.
You know why that's misleading, though?
It is because of...
The rest of the group is just non-existent.
Yeah, but... I mean,
that's just the truth.
Well, they have 38 in total, I think. And so whatever it is for... It's like 24, whatever it is for Malik Neighbors. And Wandell has the rest. Like,
right.
They've been good.
No, they've been good. It's the only reason I say it's misleading. It's not a knock on Neighbors or even Wandell. It's that they are very top-heavy, and there aren't a lot of wide receivers that are getting targets on this Giant offense right now. It's those two guys. We did see them take one shot with Jalen Hyatt early in the game last week against Cleveland. One thing I would also love to see them do with Neighbors, especially if the Cowboys somehow make him less of a factor in this game, get the ball in his hands on those jet sweeps, which is exactly what Daboll called on that 4th-and-1 when they went for it on their own 43-yard line. The Cowboys have been horrible against the run, and you want to get the ball in the hands of your best player. And it's amazing to say this after 3 weeks, their best offensive player is Malik Neighbors.
I mean, why is that crazy?
Because usually...
What else did you expect?
Well, to be the best player on offense that quickly is pretty unique. It's special.
I mean, Odell was the best player on offense when he first got
here. 3 weeks in, because he didn't play.
Oh, he didn't play. That's true.
And look at his numbers in the first 3 weeks. He wasn't this. And I'm glad you brought up Odell, because tonight... is Malik Neighbors' Odell moment. And what I mean by that...
You can't copy Odell's one-handed catch on the sideline.
Well, look, the one thing I don't want to copy about Odell's one-handed catch, which bothers me that it's not talked about enough, is that they lost the game.
Yes.
Okay, it was an incredible catch, and it was an incredible moment. It put them up, I think, 14-3 at the time. So no one's saying it wasn't like a great play and a clutch play. It's not like he did it in garbage time.
Yep.
But they lost. They lost the game. So... I always have a tough time celebrating stuff, as cool as it is, when my team lost.
Right.
But what that game was, and I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, that was the moment he became a superstar to everybody else.
Yes.
We all knew how good he was becoming, but Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys, as Chris Collinsworth said at the time, the greatest catch I've ever seen. That was the moment that Odell became a household name. I think people are aware of Malik Neighbors' contributions through the first 3 weeks, but this is his moment.
Yeah.
A Thursday night against the Cowboys?
Well, it's anytime you get prime time and it's the only game in town, it's an opportunity, if you have the ability, and Malik does, obviously, to just show out and shine. It's how you get your name on the map. It's how people nationally will know you.
Jaden Daniels on Monday.
Exactly right.
100%
Daniels on Monday.
I agree.
I mean, it's one of those things. Like, you don't think about it in real time, but those that have that ability, they just somehow do it.
So he's going to do it tonight.
Like Odell, he knew it. He did it, right?
So he's going to do it tonight.
I mean, I hope so.
It
could also be CeeDee Lamb's day.
Nah.
I'm just telling you.
Could be both.
You don't know.
All right, let's do it right now. Now, obviously, Odell had a catch that people most remember from that game back in 2014, but he also had massive numbers. He had 10 catches, over 130 yards, I think, and 2 touchdowns. So he had a huge night. Predict Malik Neighbors' stats and impact on tonight's game.
10 for 110 and a touchdown.
Hold on a second. Going very quick. Mm-hmm. 308.
I just sense it. I just hear it.
Okay. Say it one more time.
10 for 110 and a touchdown.
10 for 110 and a touchdown. And the Giants win or they lose?
Of course they win.
And of course they win. Okay. Tommy Lugauer, before you predict it, he's going to go so crazy. It's going to be hilarious. he's going to say like 26 catches for 309 yards. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Evan, when you were bringing up that this is neighbor's moment, I got to be honest with you. I felt the tingle. And that tingle is 15 catches.
Wow.
For 150, two scores, one rushing, one receiving. And he will attempt a pass again like he did in the last. Nice. So I hope I get extra credit for that.
Oh, you get extra credit for that. Sean Morash.
4 catches, 53 yards, no touchdowns.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh. Wow. I think the Cowboys are going to throw all resources, double, triple,
teams. I'm going to take the under.
Is that the negativity?
Sean, look up the Vegas line for me, please.
On Malik Nabers' yardage?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, that's definitely the under.
6.5 is his number of catches,
yeah.
Is the Vegas
number. If I had to guess, not that I'm an expert on the over-under on receiving yards, I would say it's like 68 yards. That'd be my prediction. Like, that would be, it would be 6 for 68. Boy, Sean is so, he's me. He became me from the last couple of days.
I don't want to be negative. And by the way, I will be the first one talking trash to every Cowboy fan at midnight tonight.
Yeah, so I'm going to go in the middle on this. Good. I don't think he's going to put up the massive numbers that you and Loogie have, but this is why it's not negative. Don't kill me yet.
I'm not.
He's going to make the impact play of the game. So I think Dallas will somehow slow him down a little bit. I think, what do they call that, bracket coverage on him?
Yeah.
Like, they will kind of...
That's a form of man coverage for this.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of that.
He watches a lot of tape. Just like the Saints Eagles.
Great.
I watch a lot of tape, bro.
But that's man coverage. If you're going to zone, you're going to cloud him.
Oh.
So you're going to put a cloud over top of
him. Yeah, you know what? That's what it's going to be. They're going to put a giant cumulus cloud over him. And I think that they will do a good job of taking him out of the game, but he will make the play of the game. So I'm going to go with 3 catches, 75 yards, 1 touchdown.
That's right on the number.
Is that the number?
72 and a half.
Oh, I got 75. So he'll touch the over. 3 catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown. So they do a good job of keeping the ball out of his hands.
But he has one big play there.
And that one big play is the difference in this game. So there you go. I wrote that down.
Hope you guys are right.
Okay. Very negative. You want to know why? Because you're scared.
I am scared. I'm not going to fight that. I'm scared.
You guys don't know Morash yet. You don't speak, Sean.
First of all, you're eating. What are you eating right now?
I'm not eating anything.
I just heard a bag in a bag.
No, I'm
and food is going down your mouth.
It's radio. Nobody could see that I'm eating.
I'm asking you what you're eating. Are you lying to me?
I took some beef jerky out of Tiki's office. I'm just teasing. It's beef jerky.
Okay.
Sweet and spicy. It's very tasty.
I wasn't mad at you. I was curious. He's eating beef jerky.
Sean is setting this up. Oh, I'm very negative. There's no shot. Bah, 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 bah. If the Giants win tonight, he's going to talk trash all night to the Cowboy fans.
As he should.
Tomorrow's a division. Yeah, but you are allowing yourself... You got to pick a side here.
No, yes you do.
I want to be proven wrong. I want that. I want you guys to be right.
But you get both angles then.
No, it's not about both angles. I mean, look at me. I'm not confident about the Mets and the Braves, and I wouldn't have a right to talk trash if they won or be excited if they won.
But
it's not both angles. It's how you feel.
You wouldn't talk trash if the Mets won.
I would talk trash if the Mets eliminated the Braves. That's where I would talk trash. No, I would. I would. If Monday afternoon, and we are planning a big party, a live on-air party. We'll see if we have one. We'll see if it gets approved. And we'll see if their games even matter. A lot of questions. But if the Mets eliminated the Braves on Monday, oh, yeah. No, I would absolutely.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Absolutely talk trash. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, being a fan is being honest, and he's being honest that he's negative. He has every right to be happy if he's wrong.
I've been on the other end of this, and you know, we just did a whole spring of the Rangers with this where I project the optimism I really believe, and then my heart gets pounded out. What happens to me? Do I get the crap talk to me after I pump my... So why can't it be in reverse? I don't expect anything. Then when they do something, why can't I get everybody back?
I agree, right, T?
All right, that works.
I think it's okay.
Just because we like you.
I'm just speaking real. Like, I'm not trying to say something I don't believe. I believe they're going to lose tonight and lose badly.
You know what Tiki just did? He has a Tom Coughlin bobblehead in front of him, and he gave him a massage. Like, he was touching his back, and, like, it was very gentle. Now he's touching his head. That's a great moment.
He's disagreeing with you, Sean.
Yes, he is. Let's go to Mike in West Caldwell. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Forget about who they are playing tonight. That's what you're focusing in on. The Giants in prime time are horrific. Just Monday night alone, I think they're like 27-50. I looked it up a while ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they are on Sunday. I don't know how you correlate that. They're just bad in prime time. Mike, they're just horrific.
The problem with that stat, and you're so right about it, is that I can't explain it. Like, I can't put my finger on why the Giants have been so bad.
So I'm going to give you an answer that I think will calm Giant fans down, because he's right. Like, Daniel Jones in his career is 1-13 in primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second. 1-13 in primetime. That's horrible. But I'm going to make you feel better. For years, it gets repeated. It got repeated 2 weeks ago. This annoying sentence. Kirk Cousins doesn't win in prime time. And then he drove
and beat the Eagles
80 yards down the field against the vaunted Philadelphia Eagles without early breaking a sweat and beat them. So the narrative, which of course it exists, no one could argue with Kirk Cousins' career numbers in prime time, just like we can't argue with Daniel Jones, and he went broader than that, the giant failures in prime time. But we literally just saw Kirk Cousins march down the field in prime time, where I'm told he can't win. So doesn't that make you feel better?
It does, but it's less about, I don't feel bad about it because I can't explain it. I can't put a reason on it because it's not just Thursday nights. It's Monday night, which is an extra day.
Yeah.
But it's an extra day of preparation. So if it was just Thursday nights, I'd say, you know what? They've been a young team. Had some inexperience, injuries taking their toll. You're playing on a short week. It makes sense that you would not be very successful on Thursday. But it's also Mondays.
I could explain it, though. See, I think that the explanation for Daniel Jones specifically struggles on primetime is much easier to explain than Kirk Cousins. Here's the explanation. When the Giants play on primetime, who are they facing?
Yeah.
Good teams. Yeah. They've lost games to Brady's Bucks, to Mahomes' Chiefs in prime time.
So they're playing the really good teams.
Always. Right. You said it, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, the Cowboys and Eagles.
And we don't
want to
acknowledge that about the Dallas Cowboys because we hate the Cowboys, but the reality is the Cowboys have been good
and
regular season-wise over the last few years.
And everybody, because years go by and you lose context, he also beat the Eagles in prime time. Only Evan Engram dropped the game-sealing pass that they ended up losing the game.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Washington in prime time on a Thursday night. Darius Slayton dropped the game-sealing pass. Washington kept
the
game.
That was also the offsides, right?
That was the field goal where the offsides was called. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. The point is, he himself has won primetime games to have other parts fail them after.
I'm going to give you an assignment, okay? Can I give you an assignment? I actually did this assignment a year ago, but then
look up all the primetime games?
No, it's not even that, sort of. Give me, and this will take you 5 minutes, and it's very easy to do. How many times have the New York Giants been favorites in primetime?
Mm.
Favorites. It's a simple question. Because I would venture to say, in the 14 games where Daniel Jones has quarterbacked the Giants in a primetime game, I bet you he's been the dog in 12 of 14 games. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
So I think that's the explanation.
They haven't been good.
Right, and they're facing good teams. They're not putting crappy games on in prime time. But I would feel better by the fact that Kirk Cousins just proved that narrative is stupid 2 weeks ago when he led his team down the field and they beat the Eagles the way they did. Zach in Massapequa. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Appreciate it.
So obviously, I think you guys know I'm a Jets fan. But I do see this as an opportunity for the Giants to get a win tonight. I mean, the Cowboys are leaking. Like, they are not looking good this year. Their defense is clearly exposed. If you run at the edges, you know, you can dominate them on the ground. I think the Giants do have a good shot here. Now, let me put that to the side just because since I've never hated the Giants in my life, but since the show was started, Sean Morash has convinced me to now become a Giant hater.
Gosh. Really?
Yes, man, for Cowboys.
Wow. Any response to that, Sean? Do you feel honored by that?
Yeah, I mean, he had that in him all along. That's all I'll say. Really? I brought out the truth in him.
You think you brought it out of him?
Yes. I think secretly when he's home with his Jet fan brethren, they root against the Giants every week because that's what the young Jet fan does.
Nah.
When they were in junior high, they got wedgies and shoved in a locker as Mario Manningham's catching touchdown pass.
This is what contributes to it.
Right.
I do think that there are absolutely people in your life that make you hate that team. Like, it's not just in you. Like, when I started not, I told you before, when I was a kid, when I was in high school, middle school, elementary school, the whole thing, hated the Yankees, right? Yep. With a passion. And then it started to fade to where now I can be an IBO. I'm an independent baseball observer. I say it all the time. I think most people believe me. I do not hate the New York Yankees.
And so what changed your mentality?
So two things changed it. Number one, the collapse of 04. It felt like mission accomplished. You know?
Yeah.
Remember that sign George W. Bush had behind him on the airplane carrier? It's like, that was my mission accomplished moment, even if the mission wasn't actually accomplished. So that's number one. Number two, I hated the Yankees when I was in high school. Hmm. Everybody was an obnoxious Yankee fan to a T. Like, it was me and six other people who liked the Mets. Everybody else was an obnoxious bleep, you know? So I think not being around them anymore and the Yankees having the ultimate failure cooled me. But vice versa, since I started working with Sean Morash, my dislike for the Yankees, which doesn't exist, it's ticked up like a centimeter.
Are you serious?
My dislike for the Giants, which I've never had.
But why?
Because of him.
Because of Sean?
Yeah, because of him.
He doesn't brag on the Yankees. Maybe the Rangers he does.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think I've been very fair. I've even rooted for the Mets this year.
Yeah, it's all fraud. It's all facade. You're not rooting for the Mets. He's going to sit there on Monday during that doubleheader.
I do think he's genuine about the Mets.
I am. I've always maintained this about the Mets. I will admit, I can't stand the Jets. The Mets, I laugh at when things go wrong, but I don't actually hate them.
Yeah, okay. You can say whatever you want. No one believes you. But definitely, if I'm ranking the teams that you've caused the other people like myself to start disliking, I would definitely say the Giants are number one because of your hate for the Jets.
Good.
No, that's fine. No one's saying you have to argue with me. I mean,
you keep rooting against them while I root for my 16-1 Jet prediction to come true.
No, hold on a second. I don't root against the Giants. I'm saying it ticked up to you.
Yeah.
Like, it just ticked up, like, slightly. Very slightly. I think if the Giants ever became really good and the Jets were really bad, I hate to say this, Tig, it'd get bad.
It might get bad tomorrow if the Giants win this game.
No, I don't like the Cowboys, bro.
No.
I don't like the Cowboys. I grew up at that same high school.
Evan.
Dude, it was all Cowboys.
This is the pendulum swing. If the Giants win this game and I have this low expectations, tomorrow ain't about the Cowboys. It's about the other 31 teams in the NFL.
You're going to be, like, thinking Super Bowl tomorrow?
There will be the most obnoxious me you've ever heard on the air tomorrow if the Giants win this game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know if that's good or bad. I haven't figured it out yet. James in Rockville Center. Hey, James.
What up, James?
All right. Listen, we don't have to worry about that morass, but I love the show. Obviously, I'm a big Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Cowboys defense quickly. I think one of the Tiki's right. Diggs usually doesn't travel. Another factor to that is Thursday, short week. If Diggs travels, everyone else has to travel, so it makes it a little bit harder. Our other corner, Kalen Carson, he's a rookie. He's a fifth-round pick. He's not playing bad. But to me, Malik and the running back is not going to be this game. Carson's couldn't tackle Aguilar last year, and he has last week. I'm sorry, on the Ravens.
Right.
And he also has a bruised shoulder.
Yeah.
I would give the ball to Wandale Robinson in the flat. Make Carson tackle one-on-one.
He's out tonight, though. Carson's not playing tonight.
Right. So who's...
You worried?
Yeah.
Well, you have Jordan Lewis, who's a vet, who could play in the slot. But if you have him on the outside, of course. Actually, one of Lewis's strengths is going to be his tackling. But if you put a bigger body on him, like, he can't cover neighbors.
Right. And so maybe that does make the Cowboys actually travel.
But even talking about the Cowboys front seven, their main problem... Listen, against New Orleans, they can't defend anyone who even sniffs the Shanahan run tree, coaching tree.
Right.
Can't defend it.
Right.
So that was the problem with New Orleans. But first, Baltimore, their fits were actually not bad.
Yeah,
the linebackers, Overshown and Kendrick, could not tackle. Donovan Wilson missed about six or seven tackles in that game.
So what James is saying is a lot of fundamentals that they had issues with. And against Baltimore, there was a stiff arm. I think it was Carson, actually. Derrick Henry embarrassed this kid.
Mm.
It was one of the worst. Leave me alone, you little 5-year-old. that's what it looked like when he was running upfield. Carson came to tackle him, and he just mushed him. and just didn't even slow down.
Jeez.
So,
by the way, what's happening right now is it's amazing.
Getting Cowboy fans?
No. I see it in your eyes.
What's that?
You don't know what I see in your eyes?
No.
Tiki Barber talking about Derrick Henry.
It just gets really hard once Derrick Henry starts grinding on you.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what happened to the Cowboys last week.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Derrick Henry started grinding on him.
Here's the problem. I like Devin Singletary. He ain't Derrick Henry.
No.
I like Tyrone Tracy. He ain't Derrick Henry.
No.
That's for damn sure. Well, we've figured out that Sean is scared about the Yankees blowing the American League East. Are Yankee fans scared? Have these back-to-back losses against the Orioles caused a panic that maybe they're going to actually blow the American League East? We'll get to that, plus more of your Giants and Cowboy calls as we get set for a big night. It has now been 2 days in a row. Actually, now it'll be the third day in a row in which the New York Yankees have a chance to clinch the American League East. But they have allowed the Orioles like a little bit, like slightly itsy bits of hope by losing on Tuesday and by losing last night. And last night was disastrous because Marcus Stroman returned to the rotation and he got killed by 150 different singles. And Jason Dominguez made a terrible play in left field. And the Yankees' gallant attempt to come back in the ninth inning.
Right, which was gallant. They were close.
Yeah, they didn't get the tying run of the plate. That's always my key.
That's your key, you're right.
But they did lose 9-7, and so now the Yankees have a four-game lead with four to go. And I mentioned on Monday or Tuesday, it's a fait accompli, they're going to win the division, everybody's got to calm down. But I am open-minded enough to know that there does come a point where it's okay to be nervous.
Yes.
There comes a point where you say, wait a second, maybe this is actually going to happen.
But I think the negativity, you also have to realize all the Orioles have to do is lose once, too.
No, absolutely. And that's a part of
a big part of it.
It's a huge part
of it. Just win once or get lucky and have the Orioles lose once.
Right. Now, there's two levels of negativity here with the Yankee struggles against the Orioles. Number one has nothing to do with the division. It has to do with the way they're playing. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the way they're playing against the Orioles. It has to do with the concerns one has going into the postseason. I get that. I respect that. The other level is, just finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
Just win the American League East. Get right to the divisional series. Hopefully hold on for the number one seed, which is also slipping away. And if you do that, yeah, those other issues still apply. But at least you've advanced and you've accomplished that first goal of winning the American League East. Sean Morash was the first person and the only person who said to me on Tuesday, they could still blow the division. And I thought he was nuts. And by the way, I still think he's nuts. Because, like Tiki said, not only would the Yankees have to lose tonight, certainly possible, with four fingers cold against Corbin Burns, but then the Yankees would have to get swept by the Pirates, and the Orioles would have to sweep the Minnesota Twins. All of that has to happen, and then, yes, the Yankees would somehow miraculously blow the American League East. So I still think he's crazy to be concerned, but I am open-minded enough to know that, when will you be concerned? It's like a game we played a few months ago.
Yeah,
I think Anthony Volpe had like a long hitting streak, and I said, Teek, I know you're not into it, but when will you be into it?
Three more.
That's for you with the Yankees?
Three more losses, and I'll be concerned.
So, they have to lose tonight.
Yep.
They have to lose Friday. Orioles win. Well, that's an easy answer because going into Sunday?
Exactly.
You won't get concerned until Sunday?
I will not be concerned until it's win and clinch or lose and potentially. Also, potentially. Not clinch.
See, I wouldn't even go that far. Like, I would start to get worried.
How are you worried?
No, I'm not worried. I mean, if
Baltimore keeps winning and it gets to Sunday, and let's say the Yankees just keep losing, it's still in their favor.
I'm not saying
all they have to do is either win or hope Baltimore loses.
No, I agree. They would still go into Sunday with a better chance of clinching the division than not.
If that's the case, if we get to they're clearly the number two seed by that point because I think Cleveland wins one of these games, but. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about the division until Sunday.
Okay, so to me, my answer to that would be Saturday. Like, I think if they lost tonight, I would say, that was crazy.
Right. Well, because it's easier to lose. It's harder to lose four in a row than it is to lose two in a row.
Well, and also, you're losing to a team directly facing you as opposed to losing to the crappy Pirates and the Orioles winning. But if they lose tonight, I still wouldn't worry. It would be if Friday everything went down. If they go Friday night against the Pirates and lose at Yankee Stadium and the Orioles win their game against Minnesota, then I would absolutely going into Saturday. Even though you're right, they'd still be in a great spot. that's when I'd say, holy crap, and Morash may be right.
And Minnesota's playing for
nothing.
No, they're trying to make the playoffs.
They're trying to make the playoffs. They're two games back.
They stink, but still. I mean, keep this in mind.
Only if the Braves take care of business.
This is really critical. Now, I know we struggled. Tonight, the Yankees are facing Corbin Burns, but Gerrit Cole is gone. Okay, that's a big deal.
Four fingers.
Okay, great. Fine. On Saturday, Paul Skeens is making his first ever Yankee Stadium start. Okay. It's his last start of the year.
Okay.
That game will be treated like a Pirates Super Bowl.
Okay.
If the Yankees do not win tonight, and dare I say, don't beat Jared Jones on Friday night, they are not winning this game Saturday no matter what. They are not beating Paul Skeens.
Stop it.
They're not.
Right.
They're not winning. And it will come down to Sunday. Yes. So I'm telling you, there's a realistic chance we're waking up Sunday going, are you kidding
me? Okay. I will give you that. Facing Paul Skeens on a Saturday afternoon at Yankee Stadium is probably the toughest of the Pirate games. All I'm telling you
is... So you're saying tomorrow night is the game they have to win?
If they don't win tonight, if they don't win tomorrow night, I think they're... And I think they'll be devastated come Sunday.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're already worried. Yeah. And we're still eight steps away from them blowing the division. Yeah. You were worried 2 days ago.
Because I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet, Evan. I said this yesterday, I was worried. And as you were so focused on the weather and the Braves, why are we worried about the Yankees?
Not only that, we played division championship clips all day Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, and I sat here telling you, it's not over, it's not over. Oh, it's over, it's over. Now, how does it look?
No, I still think it's over.
Okay.
I'm not at the... I'm
you know what,
not...
you're right. The Mets are going to the playoffs, guys.
No, this has nothing to do with the Mets. If the Mets were in a spot with five games to go where all they needed to do was win one game and have another team lose one game, I'd have that same confidence. That's not the Mets scenario. And I'm not panicking yet, but I'm also not... I wouldn't wait as long as Tiki. I wouldn't say Saturday... If everything goes to hell, I wouldn't be worried. I think if you got to Saturday, if you passed Friday night where Yankees lose tonight, which I don't think they're going to do, more on that in a few minutes, and then they lose Friday and the Orioles beat the Twins on Friday, going into Saturday and Sunday being that close to the possibility, then I'd say, wow, I'm worried.
Yeah, and the beauty for the Yankees is that no matter what happens, lose six in a row to end the season, you're still in the postseason. You're still there.
Oh, yeah, so we'd be real confident.
You wouldn't be confident, but you're there. You're at least there.
Well, I put a poll out earlier today. I said, at what point will you as a Yankee fan be concerned about blowing the American League East?
Sunday.
Tiki Barber won. 32% said Sunday.
Thank you.
25%.
Voice of the people over here.
Okay. 25%.
Rory Warts.
Said Saturday.
Narps.
Which means 50. All right, Boomer. 57% of people said they will not worry till Saturday or Sunday. 23% said they're already concerned. And I made it clear, I'm not talking about your chances in the playoffs. I'm talking about the AL East. They're two separate things. I get the other issues that worry you going into October.
They've woken the Orioles up. The Orioles were left for dead. Now they're a real fear.
Who pitched on Tuesday? I'm forgetting.
Say it one more time.
Who pitched on Tuesday?
Clark Schmidt. He wasn't bad.
Yeah, so they just lost.
Yes. Last night was an abomination.
Right. that's the other reason why you shouldn't be worried. Like, you had a spot emergency starter in Stroman who pitched poorly.
Right.
And you can't be worried.
No, you got four fingers on the mound tonight. Stop. I wouldn't be worried.
He's going to pitch a complete game no-hitter.
Is that a prediction?
And nobody's going to see it because they're going to be watching the Giants destroy the Cowboys.
I think at some point they'll flip over. I think if we get to the eighth inning, they may flip over. The other factor in all of this, I know Sean isn't bothered by this. The Yankees' lead over the number one seed is down to a half game. Mm-hmm. Now, everything is still right in front of them because it's actually a full game in the loss column, and they have the tiebreaker on Cleveland. So they're still in a good spot to get the number one seed.
You're right, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not even worried about this.
Well, which because part? Home field advantage or your first round opponent? Because those things are altered by if you're the one seed or the two seed.
Because if it's home field, you don't have home field advantage, and now you're playing the championship series, but you're now playing the Astros as opposed to the Orioles.
That is correct. That is the other aspect
I
of this.
I almost would rather play the Astros.
Really? I would too.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
You guys,
there's something
else
about the Orioles that they just can't figure out.
This comes back to what we've been saying for weeks, and Evan and Louie don't want to buy into it.
What?
No. There's no fear factor for the Astros anymore. None. The Orioles scare the crap out of them.
No, but you shouldn't be scared of the Orioles either.
No, like, if you had to pick one, dude, I'm telling you, we would rather bring on this whatever Astro team then have to deal with this Orioles.
Just for the record, so we all understand the situation, the Astros and the Orioles, assuming the Yankees win the American League East, obviously, have to play a first-round series, the wild card series. They both could get picked off. That is certainly on the table. If the season ended today, it's Orioles-Tigers. Yankees would face the winner. If the Yankees dropped to two, it would be Astros-Royals. Mm-hmm. Yankees face the winner.
Yes.
They would have home field advantage either way. Where they would potentially lose home field advantage is if they played the Cleveland Guardians in the ALCS if they dropped to two.
Yes.
You guys, with all due respect, are overreacting to a regular season series. That's exactly what you're doing. You're overreacting to your struggles against the Orioles, and you're overreacting to beating the Astros 36 months ago.
Right. All right. So hold on. First, two things.
Go.
One, the Cleveland, almost called them the old name, Guardians, are playing the Astros right now. Right?
No.
They're not?
I don't think so. I think the Astros are playing the Mariners, and the Guardians are playing the Reds.
Are you sure?
Yes. The Guardians are off tonight. They had a two-game series with the Reds.
No, you know where you're right? They're playing this weekend, which I forgot about.
That is true.
They are about to play three games against each other.
Right. So, okay. Yeah, that's what I mean. So okay. I'm not worried about the number one seed because of that.
Oh, so you think the Astros, even though they're playing for nothing, will somehow take care of business and do the Yankees
because that's what the Astros do.
Okay.
That's what they do.
Fair, maybe you're right.
The bigger issue is, who do I want to face? The Astros or the Orioles?
Yes.
That's the conversation we're having.
Well, that's what, and you
and
guys are implying.
And you're basing it off of two series that happened months ago.
No, you are.
No, I am. I am.
Yeah, you are.
So we talk about this all the time. The New England Patriots had the Jets number. They exercised it a year ago. We saw it.
They're a different team. They're not even good anymore.
Were you worried about it this year?
It's completely different.
It's not.
Dude, the Astros are in the ALCS every year.
I'm just telling you the mindset from a Yankee fan is we've exercised the Astro issue.
You have not exercised their demons by beating them in March, or I know the home series was what, May?
It was May, yeah.
Okay, come on, bro. You guys are nuts. You guys are hot stuff.
I'll tell you. As a Yankee watcher, fan,
okay,
I am not worried about the Astros.
But you're worried about the Orioles based on regular season games? It's the regular season. Dude, that's the point, dude.
This is the postseason for both of them.
This is where you're different.
How is this not the postseason for the Yankees if it's the postseason for the... I know the Mets have to win to get in, but you know what I mean. These are critical games.
This is
not... Against a division opponent.
This is not the postseason.
Why is it more exciting, more important for the Braves and the Mets than it is for the Yankees?
It's a different conversation. They're battling for their playoff lives.
Forget the history.
No, they're playing for their playoff lives. It's completely different.
We went over this, man. There's almost half of this Yankee team has never played the Astros in the playoffs. Mm. I can only focus on what the 2024 Yankees have struggled with.
It's
the Orioles.
Right.
Guys, it's not about, I'll move away from the history against the Astros, and I'll tell you, the Astros have the DNA of a team that wins.
Okay, but
the
when you
Orioles
say DNA,
have won nothing. Okay, last year, they were in the ALCS,
Evan,
bro.
When you say the DNA, you're talking about their history.
I'm talking about last year.
We're talking about this year.
Okay, this year they're the best team in baseball since June 1st. Next. Keep going. Want to keep playing this game?
Okay. Dude, my DNA is of a fat slob, and I have two very thin, beautiful daughters. I mean, the DNA doesn't matter here.
But what I'm going to do is, and I'm already doing it, I'm going to swat away every argument you want. You want to go recency? The Astros are the best team in the American League since June 1st. Mm. Same argument Met fans made. So if you want to say, I don't care about last year.
Forget that three-game series loss of the swept by the Cincinnati Reds, right? Forget the fact they lost two out of three to the Oakland A's.
What about the Orioles being horrible for the last 2 months?
I'm not.
You guys want to forget that?
It doesn't matter.
I would much rather play the Orioles.
It doesn't matter.
You guys
matter.
Are nuts with this regular
what
season.
What I'm saying is that the Yankees have had problems with the Orioles this year. They have not had problems with the Astros.
Because they haven't seen the Astros since May.
It doesn't matter.
So how could they have problems with a team that was playing horribly for the first 2 months of the season?
Evan, it's all about matchups. It's not about better team and enemy.
You know what? I'm putting up a poll now.
Great. Okay.
Yankee
here's
fans.
Another poll.
You already
Evan.
Did this. You did this.
No.
2 months ago.
I didn't.
Ago.
It was different.
Who are you more scared of, Astros or Orioles?
I never put that poll
you
up.
You keep coming back to this. I don't know what is with the Met fans' obsession with the Yankees Astros situation.
I agree.
Don't care. We're focused on this. What the 2024 Yankees can handle is
but you guys. But you guys are talking.
You're not even a Yankee fan.
That's nothing. I'm being an IBO. You should be more scared of the Astros than the Orioles. The Orioles have been mediocre for 2 months,
by definition, you cannot be an IBO. independent baseball observer and understand the emotions of a team.
Okay, I'm giving you,
you just
the,
can't.
Then I'm not, forget the emotions.
Like you're disqualifying yourself from opining about it.
No, no, you're disqualifying yourselves because I'm taking the emotion out of it. From a baseball standpoint, the Orioles have been mediocre for 2 months.
Evan, we're not talking about the statistical analysis of where the Houston Astros have been since June. We're not talking about the wins and losses and the success coefficient over whatever for the Astros in the last 2 months. We're talking about from a fan standpoint. Who do you feel fear? You fear the Orioles because you haven't handled them this year. You don't fear the Astros because you dominated them this year. And I understand statistically it was months ago, but that's not... You're independent. You can't understand that. Like, you're trying to understand it. You're trying to rationalize it, and that's not what the Yankee fan feels.
All right.
These Yankees, Juan Soto's era Yankees, handle these version of the Astros, and they don't want to handle these version of the Orioles. It's not about who's hotter. It doesn't matter if the Orioles have been mediocre versus every other team besides the Yankees.
They play great when they play the Yankees,
Sports is about sometimes you run into the worst possible matchup. Heck, I'll take you back to football, Evan. I sat there in the divisional round of 2011 watching a Saint 49er game. You know what I and every other Giant fan did? Please 49ers win despite the fact they were the better team than the New Orleans Saints because we knew the worst matchup for the Giants was going down to New Orleans and losing that game. That's the same thing going on here. For these Yankees, the worst matchup is having to go to Camden Yards or having the Orioles come here. You'd rather face these Astros.
Let's go back to football, shall we? Let's go back to last year and the Kansas City Chiefs. Did they have a good regular season? Did they lose to the Raiders on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Did they win the Super Bowl, though? Yeah, because they have a heart of a champion, and they can turn it on when it matters the most, which
football
the Astros can. Orioles are still wet behind the ears.
Football's too big
of a moment for them. And for you to overlook the Astros is such an arrogance that I can't even understand. This is the same Astro team that you haven't been able to beat. The Orioles were in diapers half these players, basically, 5 years ago.
We did beat them.
When?
This year.
Okay, you know what? I'll send you guys your trophy for that.
I don't need the trophy. I'm just telling you.
No Yankee fan will care about that, though, if you lose to the Astros again.
But, Tiki, this is where Loogie is nuts and where Evan's nuts, too. Did anybody in the course of the last 6 minutes hear me and Tiki say that the Yankees will definitively beat the Houston Astros when they play in the playoffs? No.
And did we say the Astros would beat the Yankees definitively? No, we did not.
No, no.
But we're saying you should respect them, and you don't.
Our point was... Who do you fear more in a matchup scenario? It's these Orioles. It just is.
So the reason I disagree with you, and see, you'd appreciate this, Tiki. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the emotion out of it now. I'm not going to even mention 2017 or 2019 or 2022 because you're right. It's a long time ago. I'm going to mention two baseball teams, one of which in the Houston Astros has been very good, despite some series you want to point out in September, for the last 3 months, and another team in the Orioles.
Very good losing three of the last four?
Come on, that's your example you're using?
I don't know.
The Orioles for 2 months have been
a
500 team.
All you want to throw out is statistics. All you want to talk about is how a team has been playing lately.
Yes.
But that's not what we're talking about.
What are you talking about? Just the head-to-head?
Talking about who the Yankees have handled easily this year. Not easily, but whatever. Convincingly this year. And who they haven't. Convincingly, they got past the Houston
I don't
Astros.
Believe, Tiki.
And by the way, why is that important? And I'll draw on your history conversation.
Go ahead.
Because for years, the Astros have been the Yankees' daddy, to use your phrase. It didn't matter where they played. They could have played on Mars. The Astros were finding a way to dominate the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone. And from a Yankee fan standpoint, it's gone. Because he took care of it earlier in the season. Yeah, I know it was months ago, and I know they're playing significantly better now, but that's not the point. The point is the team that you've struggled with this year has been the Orioles.
And my counter to that is, and I got a long history of baseball to back up this truth, how you do against the team in the regular season means nothing. It means nothing. I would not be fearful of the Orioles because of the Yankees' regular season struggles. I wouldn't. That's just me.
Okay.
I would not.
You're not a Yankee fan.
I agree. I'm taking the emotion
then
out.
Then why are you so worried about the Braves? When
it's
you've kind
different.
Of been...
That's very different,
why?
Tiki.
It's exactly the
because
same.
Because here's what the Braves have.
You're 500 against the Braves.
Here's what I'll tell you about the Braves. It's different than the Astros and different than the Orioles. Because A, I respect the Braves. I think they're a good team, which I've argued.
Are you saying we don't respect the Astros?
I think that... No, well, let me just...
Okay.
To a degree, you don't. Yes. I don't think you guys respect the Astros very much. I've heard you guys all take shots at their team. Verlander's old. He's not that good. Framber Valdez overrated.
No, he's
Josh
actually
Hader.
Pretty damn good.
All right. That's right. Show respect for my guy.
No, show a spot of
so
things.
I think what the Braves have, just to answer your question, is I think they're a very good team. So I respect that. And then, yes, this Met team in the biggest of moments never seems to respond to that. So I think what the Braves have in comparison to the Oriole-Astro thing is both. You are drawing on, all you guys are drawing on with the Orioles is the recency of season series, of this year's head-to-head matchup.
Right.
That's all you're drawing on because they've been a mediocre team for 2 months. They've got major issues in their rotation after Corbin Burns. They've got major issues in their bullpen. Like, they are a flawed bird. No pun intended. Right? So what you're drawing on, and you're right. Your emotion can be what your emotion is.
Okay, so then why are the Orioles such a pain in the butt for the Yankees?
I think it's circumstance. I think the circumstance of last night was that Marcus Stroman was thrown into a very tough spot where he was out of the rotation and got killed by a bunch of singles. Like, that was last night. Okay, that was the example. Like, overall, what they did back in June when they lost, when Domingo Germán, oh my God, Luis Gil got bombed. Remember that game?
Yeah.
Luis Gil gave up like 150 runs. I was in jury duty.
Right.
Like, it just happens. Like, I don't think there's a correlation between the Yankees not being able to beat the Orioles. And quite frankly, my opinion on the Astros being a bigger threat to the Yankees, I'm going to ignore all that other crap from the past. You don't want to hear it? I'm not going to give it to you. So I'm
irrelevant.
Strictly going to give you the Astros are better than the Orioles. They're better. They're more battle-tested. They won playoff series last year. The Orioles couldn't win a playoff game last year. Until they prove it, they've proven nothing. I should put that on a shirt. And by the way, and I know you're going to dismiss it, because that's what people do sometimes, I put that poll out there. Yankee fans, who do you fear more, Astros or Orioles? It's not even close. It's not even close.
Because it's Met fans.
Always the case.
Yeah. Always trying to diminish my
But balls. It is.
It's not.
Can I ask Sean a question? Who do you think fears the Yankees more going into the Bronx big spot? The Orioles or the Astros? Who's going to be more comfortable in that series?
The Orioles. Orioles have already proven they're very comfortable. These Astros shook like boots in May.
They haven't won a playoff series yet. They're a bunch of kids that need to go prove it.
They have all the confidence in the world in the Bronx. The 2024 Astros basically, you know, went down their leg.
So where we disagree, and I've had this opinion a lot over the years when this comes to pass, is I do not put a lot of stock in head-to-head in season series. I throw it out. I don't think it matters. Using the Braves, Tiki, that's a very special circumstance. They're unique, I swear. Like, I remember when the Mets played the Cubs in 15. I don't know if anybody remembers this. The Mets played the Cubs in the NLCS that year. The Cubs had swept the season series against the Mets. I think it was like 7-0. And I remember going into the series saying, look, I've got my worries. That has nothing to do with it. It doesn't mean that much. And I'm sorry to my fellow fans of New York baseball. I know that the Orioles have frustrated you this year. They're not that good. And I would rather play the Orioles in the divisional series than deal with the Astros.
And Evan, to your point, the Cubs that series, they were not ready yet. A couple years later,
they were ready. Kind of like the Orioles.
Yeah. The Orioles will be your nemesis a year from now, 2 years from now. The Astros are your nemesis now.
Completely. The problem with our argument is that, and Tiki's using this so well against us because he's figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Tiki knows. He's like, you're a bunch of Met fans.
Yeah.
Yep. Because you two have been the only ones I've heard for months trying to paint this picture.
Chris McMonagle is on our side, huge Yankee fan.
Oh, what if I take a random caller from a Yankee fan, see what they say, and that person will decide who's right? Is that fair? Just one call? I think that's fair. We don't need five. We can just take one. Eric's in Massapequa. How you feeling, Eric?
What's up, Eric?
I'm listening to what's going on, and I think Sean and Tiki, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm terrified of the Astros. They've dominated us since 2017. And exactly what you guys were saying, a couple regular season games do not indicate the dominance they've had over us for almost 8 years
dominated,
now.
They've dominated the Juan Soto Yankees?
Right, and Eric, you're going to feel that way when you get swept by the Orioles, and all you needed to do was win one game to clinch the division.
I am not nearly as worried about the Orioles.
Give a damn about the next day's game. You only need to win one game against this Oriole team. One, and you're likely not going to do it.
No,
now you're
going to
tell me you're scared of the Astros? Come on, seriously,
how
Eric?
Can you not be afraid of the Astros? What indicates that the Yankees are going to be able to beat them?
Hold on.
You're saying Yankees.
Eric, one player is going to change.
I think
you're mishearing what I'm saying, and you're mishearing what Sean is saying. We're not saying, screw the Astros, we can handle them. That's not what we're saying.
It certainly sounds like Sean's saying that.
No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, I fear more the Orioles than I do the Astros.
God, no.
They're both
that's
good.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
The Orioles don't have a bullpen.
The Yankees had one game to win. They were up six with six to go. That is one. One finger you throw in the air. I've seen every meme of this for the last 5 days. One finger, one win.
I understand that.
They need to
beat the Orioles. But look what happened yesterday.
Dean Kramer, who's got a 4-plus ERA, gives up one run.
Look at you think Marcus Stroman's an ace?
Marcus Stroman, his mind is screwed because he got taken off the primary rotation. I understand what happened.
He wasn't pitching great.
Of course he wasn't.
His ERA is 9 after his last 3 starts, not including last night. He's a decent pitcher.
But you still have to beat the Orioles one time.
And Garrett Cole will do that tonight.
Okay, I hope you're right.
That was great.
I won't be watching because I'll be at the Giants game. And I hope you're right. But if it doesn't happen, then call me tomorrow and tell me that you don't give a crap about facing the Orioles in the postseason. Because that's basically what Eric is saying.
Wow.
That's basically what you're saying as well.
You are fired up about this.
Yeah, because you're approaching this from an independent standpoint.
Yes.
And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about who do you fear right now? And it's a team that you can't beat when you have one game to win. One. One.
33-39. Do you know what that means? And don't tell me you don't care.
The Orioles' record.
The Orioles' record in their last 72 games.
Okay, but again, Evan.
Dude, they're not that good.
What are they against the Yankees?
Right. Bang.
Touche, sir.
That's the point. Evan and me, Tiki, any Yankee fan, we'll be honest with this. When the Yankees play the Astros, the Orioles, the Tigers, the Royals, guess what? We'll be nervous. They're going to lose the series. It's just a matter of who you prefer to match up against.
If the baseball season, Keith Hernandez said this about the Mets. I don't know if I fully agree with him, but I want to take something he said and apply it to this discussion. Keith Hernandez said if the baseball season had another month in it, like they just kept playing, the Mets were going to catch the Phillies. Pretty strong opinion. Mm-hmm. And certainly it was trending that way, right? If the Major League Baseball season had another month, the Orioles would need to buy a ticket to go to the playoffs. That's what they've been for more than half a season.
Great.
And so I'm going to make you this long-term prediction, Tiki Barber. The New York Yankees are going to win the division.
Of course
they're
going to
get
win
the one seed.
And I'm not worried about it until Sunday. I'm not even talking about it. You're trying to pump me up like I'm scared that the Yankees aren't going to win the division.
No, I'm not.
I'm not worried about that at all. I also would posit this. If the season was 8 games shorter, we wouldn't be having this damn conversation.
That's a good point, too. I didn't think about it that way. I don't think you're ever going to see the Orioles. I think this discussion is going to be moot because I don't even think they're getting out of the wild card series. And if they do get out of the wild card series, you're going to beat them 3 straight. I don't know if I'll go there because I do want to be fair with this. But you're beating them in 4. This thing is not coming back to Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
You won't have to be scared about that.
So I have an interesting stat here. Now, to be fair, we will double check this in the break.
First of all, let me speak for my partner, Tiki Barber. He doesn't want your dopey stat, you narp.
I am a narp, but I think it's a interesting stat, and it'll hurt Marash's argument. Now, to be fair, it comes from angry Mets fan on Twitter. But the Yankees, so we'll double check it. The Yankees have a 21-20 regular season record against the Astros from 2017 to 2023. So these Yankees and those Yankees, according to Angry Met Fan, have beaten the Astros in the regular season. Now let's go to the postseason record. Do we want to give that one out?
You also gave us a .500 record. It wasn't the
record. What are we talking about?
It's actually a terrible stat.
We have to reject the argument because
it's a terrible stat.
In this discussion, you're right, and in this discussion we've had, which I made the point early on, in arguing Astros Orioles, I never brought up the history. I said, let's put it out the window. Right. I'm going to give you IBO Baseball 2024. The Orioles ain't that good. The Astros are better. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. So we got to exclude history. Now, I get that there are Yankee fans that aren't going to exclude history, like the overwhelming amount of Yankee fans that went on at Evan Roberts WFN and voted in this poll and said they fear the Orioles far less than the Astros. But we took that out. But all I know is that Tiki is fired up about this, and I like it.
Beat them tomorrow. Yeah. Or beat them today, I should say.
I think they will.
Beat the Orioles today.
I think they will.
Then you can stop worrying about them.
Well,
you had one game to win.
Wait, so if they beat the Orioles tonight, I'm sorry, last word on this. We'll get back to your calls, obviously. Bad Tiki's going to join us at 4:30. I'm curious your perspective. Mm-hmm. If the Yankees win tonight, you would no longer worry about the Orioles just because they got it done?
Yeah.
So divisional series.
Right. The only thing that matters is doing it.
Okay.
Honestly, the only thing that matters is doing it. Everything we're talking about means jack.
Yeah. I got to be honest, even if they lose tonight, I still wouldn't fear the Orioles. I think the postseason is far different than regular season. Okay. Always looked at it that way.
All right.